he raped. No rapist in their right mind falls in love with the woman he violates and whom he victimizes. And if that wasn't cruel enough, he took her home after he raped her and then had the audacity and the unmitigated gall to ask her to marry him. She traumatized him. And he wanna pull out a ring about talking about marry me. And if that wasn't bad enough, he goes and tell his father. Y'all better catch this now. He goes and tell his father, and his father doesn't rebuke him. His father doesn't scorn him. His father goes to Jacob. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. I know I'm preaching in this text this morning. The father goes to Jacob and then comes with a proposal that if you will allow my son to marry your daughter, we'll pay you any price if you won't. These some crazy people. But you know what's stranger than that? In 34:19, the Bible says that this man was more honorable than all the men of his father's house. My Lord and my God. If this the best this man had in the house, he didn't have nobody in his house. Oh, but can I tell you something? He was a vile assailant. But you know, it's some folk children you better not mess with. You know, I was telling Brother Bonton today, and we had all the officers over there, and the children was talking. And I told him his wife, Sharon, I seen another side of her when she started talking about her children. She will hurt you about her children. Don't care if the police was right there, if the district attorney was right there. She said, if you mess with my child, you got trouble on your hands. Some folk children you can't mess with. You see, this man Shechem, he didn't know that this young girl had 12 brothers. He didn't know that she had a father named Jacob. I wish I had a Bible reader in the house. Jacob was a man of the world. It ain't but two or three chapters over. His name is Israel now, but he was Jacob back then. And Jacob was a man of the world himself. Jacob was a trickster. Jacob was a gangster. And let me tell you something. You don't want to mix with an ex-gangster child. You don't want to rape an ex-gangster's daughter. If you do, baby, you might as well go on down there to Progressive and get you a casket. Because you're going to check out of here. This young man is crazy. Much like young men today. They crazy. Don't have enough sense to pull their britches up and want everybody to see their underwear. They crazy. Got nerves enough to knock on the door of your house and ask it, is Shawanda here? No, not for you. Daddy, wasn't that Lil John for me? No, baby. Well, I just saw him walk down the street. Wasn't that him? Yeah, but he didn't come here for you. I told him in Bible study the other night, it's something as a parent you better break up. He was crazy. He raped her, and now he's holding her hostage. He raped her, and now he claims that he loves her. He rapes her, now he's talking about he want to marry her. He violates her, now he want to talk about sharing some vows with her. He raped her, and yet his father is coming with a worldly appeal. Tell me, we can all get along. I can marry your women and your men can marry my women. I told you he forgot who he was talking to. He He thought he was talking to Israel, but he was really talking to Jacob. He told them, we can dwell in this land together. What we have will be yours, and what you have could be ours. And Jacob just had his two sons get sitting in the cut. You know, that's what gangsters do. They just sit back and just look at you. They mind already made up what they got for you. But they just let you see, just let you guys keep on talking. Just say what you want to say, baby. But I already know where I got a place for you. Jacob didn't say nothing. You see, Jacob never said a word. When you look at the text, the man did all the talking, and Jacob's sons did all the negotiating. But Jacob just sat in the cut. He analyzing the situation. He counting the men of the city. And his sons are plotting. You see, his sons are grown now. See, they don't know Israel. Israel is the godly man. Israel is a man who prays and who seeks God. All they remember when they grew up was Jacob. And Jacob was a thug. Jacob was a hoodlum. And Jacob was a gangster. Can I tell you something? A mouse ain't got no business playing with a cat. Jacob was a lion. Jacob was a no-nonsense dude. Jacob was a man who wouldn't break your leg or your arm, but he would kill you by his only daughter. Is there any Jacobs in the house? You might be saved, but if somebody come and violate your daughter, you don't care about the police, the DA, the judge, he better run to the jailhouse. He's safer in the jailhouse than he is roaming the street with a Jacob looking for him. They were playing with the wrong family. Jacob had changed, but his sons hadn't changed yet. They were vigilante brothers. You see, long before there was a Al Capone, a John Gotti, they were thugs and hoodlums named Simeon and Levi. Long before there was a Blood or a Crip, long before there was a Gangster, the Disciple, L. Lukin, a Latin King, MS-13, long before there was a Texas Syndicate or a Mexican Mafia or a Black Guerrilla Mafia family, long before there was a Pisces, a Serenios, a Valley Bar, there was a Gangster Brothers named Levi and Simeon. They were ghetto. They grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. They were raised in the hood. And if you pushed them, they could get cold-blooded than the most cold-blooded person. If you mess with them, they would not hesitate to take you out. The Bible says that these young boys, young men, they negotiated a plan with Hamar. They said, well, we religious people, we peaceful people. If you guys have all the men of your city to circumcise themselves, then we'll marry your women, and you can marry our women. And when Hamar heard it, he smiled. He thought that he had got over. He went back to the gate of the city and told all the men, we're going to hurry up and get circumcised tonight. We're going to get circumcised because Jacob got a whole lot of young women. They got a whole lot of cattle. They've been in Egypt. They done come out with a whole lot of gold. Yeah, we're going to do this, but they had a plan. They thought that they were going to trick Jacob. But they did not know that the name Jacob meant master trickster. You can't con a con man. You can't. can't trick a trickster. And the Bible say that they use religion and say this is what our law of God requires. And the Bible says that on the third day, when the men were sore, when they couldn't get up and couldn't move, then them thugs and them hoodlums came in the town. Came like Green Beret and Airborne Rangers, jumping from behind every tree and every branch and kill every last one of them. And they rescued their sister. But can I tell you, Jacob was angry. The Bible doesn't say why he was angry. Maybe he was angry because they had tricked him and didn't tell him. Maybe theologians theorize that he was angry because his name would stink in the nostrils of men in that country, and they would not view Israel as a peaceful nation, but they would view them as warlords who had massacred a whole city. So what did he do? He took his family and he left that region of the country. Can I tell you young people something? Be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you hang out with. Everybody who calls themselves a friend ain't really a friend. You can mess around, get yourself in trouble if you want to. Your friend won't come visit you when you're locked up. Your friend won't write you a letter, he ain't got time, when you locked up. Your friend won't send you no money when you locked up. The only friend you got is your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your church, and your loved ones. People in the world don't care nothing about you. People in the world believe in an eye for an eye, in a tooth for a tooth. People in the world believe like Jacob's sons believed before they were saved. If you kill my dog, you might as well get your kid ready. This ain't a hooping message. It's a teaching message. I want to leave you with this as I get ready to close. Where was God in all of this? Where was God in all of this? Oh, I know, Brother Bonton, God was there. God is everywhere. There was no such thing as a here or there or up or down without God being there. God starts at the beginning and he's at the end. God was there. But where was God? You see, not once did anybody pray. His daughter had been raped, and these are the people of God. These are the children of Israel. But not once did anybody pray. Not once did anybody seek God's direction or God's guidance in the midst of a tragedy, in the midst of a crisis. Not once did they seek God. Not once did they ask God, what should I do to handle this horrible situation? But yet they use religion to promote their plan of violence. But not once did they consult God. There's a myth of redemptive violence. People say if you murder a murderer, you'll stop murder. But that's not true. What you do is make martyrs of men. They say if you kill a robber, you'll stop robbery. But that's not true. Because if you don't get to the root of the problem, Councilman Labadane and Jules Green could tell you, just as soon as they take one drug dealer off the street, they got five or six trying to take their spot. Because if you don't deal with the root of the problem as to why they're doing what they're doing, you're only treating the symptom and not the cause.